All right, so it is 2 p.m. on a Monday, and this is Lee Fraser with Queer Quarks, a queer talk and music show about a range of queer media, pop culture, and current events. And so we're still coming up on the holiday season, so I want to continue talking about some possible gifts that you can give, like I talked about last week. So this is an opportunity for you to potentially look forward to as LGBTQIA people to invest in their work and to say share their work as artists. And so there's plenty of music that I played on the show that I could recommend as a good, easy, eco-friendly gift. Buy someone an album online. So quick, taken care of, and no shipping, because shipping is terrible. And so if you live away from your family, that is a big plus. And if you have someone in your family who's 2SLGBTQIA, giving something with that theme to them or to other family members helps show their acceptance. And so I personally have realized recently that I would like my mom to have some like mom-themed pride gear, and I think that that's something I'm going to look for in future. So if you are someone who is supportive of the 2SLGBTQIA community, I also think that in times of increasing difficulty and challenges around being accepted, especially when we see any advancement in rights met with pushback in later years sometimes. So if you look at progress around the world in different countries, often progression forward in rights for 2SLGBTQIA people isn't necessarily set in stone, or doesn't necessarily transfer to practical on-the-ground supports. And so this is one area where I definitely strongly advocate wearing your views too, because it helps make a more friendly and accepting world, both for the people who are gender and sexuality minorities who will see you, say, wearing something that has a pride theme or a theme of acceptance or love and will feel welcomed. And also it's useful for driving off the bigots and reminding them that other people around them will not agree with their views. And so that can help discourage hatefulness or derogatory or harmful or violent behavior towards gender and sexuality minorities, because the more we normalize the fact that those are not people that it is acceptable to target and to marginalize and to hate on, then the more that we are likely to get an accepting world. And of course, that is not going to happen if it is only the people who are part of those groups who are advocating invisible symbols of acceptance, because it's in the words, minority. So gender and sexuality minorities are very small groups of people who we don't have the chance of creating an accepting world for us as people on our own. We have to be at the mercy of the larger group of people within a country like Canada. So this is somewhere where it's important for all of us to step up and support the rights of other people who are targeted for discrimination within our legal system, within our society. And so it's something where I'm trying to live that for myself, as well as giving myself reminders. So I bought a number of apparel pieces that I had my eye on recently around Indigenous freedoms and rights. And so it's both a personal reminder to me every time I see it to do more, and also I hope a visible reminder to put out in the world that we need justice for Indigenous peoples, and for Indigenous women in particular is an issue that is close to my heart, given where I come from in BC, being on the Highway of Tears. And so that's something that I think can be especially useful. So if you are someone who believes in giving gifts, or if you know somebody who needs more t-shirts and stuff, or if you're someone who wants to give cute apparel for Christmas or for any other holiday, then take this opportunity to go and buy something like that for different members of your family, something that that shows their support for the community. Or, you know, if you have someone in your family who's recently come out, I bet they want some queer themed stuff, depending on their tastes. Maybe they're not someone who'd wear it, but it's an easy way for you to show your support for the community, to step up and support 2SLGBTQIA creators. Because again, don't just like buy from businesses that slap a rainbow on something. Look for us, so that you're supporting us as well as supporting the people that that will potentially see, say, something that you wear that has a message of goodness on it. But I'll talk about some sources that can be good for that in a minute here. But first, I'm going to play you another song, or play you the first song of this show. Sorry, but another song from Nadia Vea, who I was playing a bit last week. And this is Holidays and Confused.
Can't help but missing you. Angel face, no longer in the room.
So that was Nadia Vea with Holidazed and Confused, some lovely Christmassy music. And so as well, if you're interested in finding queer Christmas music, then I think that it's a good opportunity to look for that to gift your friends as well, or make yourself a special queer Christmas playlist for if you're heading home or something like that. If you're someone who is going to go into a household that you don't feel is accepting, or in particular too, if you're an ally and you're going home to an environment where, say, you have a gay cousin or someone, and you know that they're not going to have an accepting environment, take this opportunity to make a playlist of super gay holiday songs and just slip it on in the background, and maybe people won't notice that it's different than the holiday music that they're used to. So I did want to talk about some ways to wear visible pride symbols and places to get them. And so one place is queergeekery.ca, which is a hilarious, beautiful name for a business. And it's run by Danny and Greg. Both use he, him pronouns, and I love that they have that on their website. So I'll post it in the show notes, but queergeekery.ca. And I'm quoting here from their description of what they're about. They are two gay, married, geeky cat dads who've made Toronto their home. So they talk about how both of them have specific passions, like one of them's into the Alien franchise and Overwatch and Bob's Burgers, so two out of three for me. I'm very into Bob's Burgers and Alien. And Star Trek and Star Wars for Greg, and on a deep dive of Animal Crossing. So this is really delightful to see, because I am a big queer person and advocate for having visible queerness in your wardrobe, but I'm also an enormous nerd. So it's exciting to see people setting up a business like this and creating beautiful products that have the potential to also show queer acceptance out on the street. So there's one that's in particular my favorite, the Pink Progress Pride Heart, which has a design that brings in a lot of the symbolism for the queer community. And so this includes the pink triangle, as well as trans colors on the flag, and black and brown indicating specific acceptance and advocacy for the BIPOC members of our communities, and of course the rainbow is element of the heart as well. So this is so beautiful and so important to see on apparel, on things that you can give to your grandma, your grandpa, anyone that you might feel wants to support the community or show their support of you. And it can be a way of also like a cute little thank you to someone who has been a good ally to you if you've come out, or if you've, you know, are many years into being someone who's an out member of the community. It's, I think, a cute way to remind people of how much you value that in them. So they've got some really cute designs, and they got one that says anti-colonial queer that specifically hits my heart there. And they have many, many Canada drag themed products. So there is nothing better than people specifically combining something that speaks to your area with queerness. So you can find things that have a specific provincial element to them, and I think that's so fun, especially because a lot of the big queer retailers are often in the States. So it's exciting to see this creativity coming out of Canada specifically, and with Canada specific themes. And also, may I say, if you're buying these as Christmas presents and so on, it's also nice to see something that would be shipping within Canada, because that will make things easier for you. So I try to look for things that ship close to home. So I try to support local artists and people in my community, or on a larger scale, if you're looking for something that's just not in your city, I like to look for Canadian, both for reasons of cutting down on emissions and transport and that kind of weight on the products that we buy, but also supporting Canadian creators. And because also, to be honest, a lot of Canadian creators are overshadowed by the volume of things that come out from our neighbor to the south. So it is nice to discover new things. And I never would have found all these hilarious queer puns and jokes about different areas of Canada if I hadn't come across Queer Geekery. And I cannot possibly express how much I love the fact that they have created a business that's specifically around gay Canadian content. So you can also get a verified gay or verified bisexual or verified lesbian and so on, like blue checkmark tee. So that's a really cute, fun thing to have as well. And of course, if you are someone who just thinks that another person might enjoy picking something out themselves, then you can buy a gift card And that is the other emergency present. If you realize you've forgotten someone, or it's difficult, or you don't want to pay the enormous amounts for shipping, that can be an additional financial burden on your Christmas gifts. This year, I've opted for gift cards, especially for some of my younger dear ones, because I want to make sure that they get something that they like, and I am not a really young person, so I'm not necessarily going to be someone who understands, say, what someone who is 8 or 14 or 15 likes. So gift cards can still be a wonderful present. I enjoy picking things out for people that I love, but I have to say I default to gift cards in some cases where I think that it just might be more fun as well for that person to have some agency over the things that they get. So I think that's always a nice thing for young relatives. And so getting a gift card to something like Queer Geekery still shows that you put the effort into finding something that you thought spoke to their identity and that was valuable and interesting for them to have. And you can direct that money into that business still while letting them pick out something that they like. So another one to consider is what's called a pop and pop shop. I love that term that these guys use for it. So it is a business called Soap. And soap is a term that specifically reflects something that used to be used as a code word for people raiding the bathhouses for queer people in Canada. So that's something that I think is really cool. And so in a little bit older article for a couple years ago, which I found, which introduced me to their work, Johnny House and Sandy Watts, who were partners, were calling it a pop and pop shop because it was like a little shop that popped up and online and represented both of them. And so these are guys as well who looked specifically into representing queer history in Canada. And that's something that I think is really valuable and important because, of course, again, our own history gets overshadowed sometimes by living near a country that is very populous and loud and has a lot of media control over things that seep into our country and influence us. And also because a lot of Canadian queer history has been kept relatively quiet, I think, because Canada has that image of itself as a country that is very accepting and caring and champions these rights and so on. But of course, in reality, the picture of that is much different if we look at the evidence. And Canada has not treated queer folks very well. And if you're interested in that, look at the queer history that I've done in previous episodes. So, but if for now you are just interested in having some super gay apparel for yourself or for others, because again, I want to make your Christmas shopping easy. T-shirts are flat, easy to ship, or you can have them shipped directly to people. And who doesn't want a sweater that has a beautiful, psychedelic, gay dreaming printed on it? So who doesn't want to support a business that is run by two lovely guys who are making it their mission to make Canadian queer history better known and also beautiful in terms of the shirts and things that are available. I've got my eye on a Queer Vibe shirt. You can also find one that says Homo Milk, which is hilarious and adorable, or Gay is Good. So all of these different things that not only make this apparel fun and cute, which is another thing about Queer Geekery, so just fun and cute Christmas presents, but also things that make it visibly queer and something that will show for you or for other people in your life to the world that this is something that they support or that you support, and we all need that. So I hope you'll keep that in mind and that will be something that can help shape your shopping for now or in the future. And so I'm going to play you another song to give my voice a break here. And this is Santa is a Gay Man by Big Freedia.
It's a Santa, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest boy I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Whenever I could. Now that I'm down on my knees, Mr. Santa, don't forget about me. Mr. Santa, bring me a boy. Make him a kinky collector of toys. How about an athlete straight out of college?
So that was Big Freedia with Santa is a Gay Man, and a song that I vastly enjoy. And also, Big Freedia was on a recent episode of Nailed It as a guest judge, and so that was what made me think of this in particular to include. So something that's absolutely adorable and part of a much longer Christmas list. There's a couple of Big Freedia mixes that are Christmas songs. So between last week and today's show, I've been able to find a variety of different Christmas music that's queer, because I was thinking about how I should build my queer Christmas playlists, and I really appreciated it when other people put me on to things that I wouldn't necessarily know about, songs and creators. And so if you have anything, please do send it along. But in the meantime, I'm having fun just looking for queer Christmas music. It's absolutely delightful seeing what kinds of things that people have created, and also seeing what we might potentially be able to replicate and have in the future in terms of covers and things like that. So if you're looking for songs and you like very traditional holiday music, I can't talk very well today. I'm a little under the weather, but with everything being so busy. But what I mean is, if you're looking for kind of classic, quote-unquote, Christmas music, if you have a childhood favorite, if you look for someone who has sung a cover of it, there's some gorgeous stuff out there that can introduce you to some queer artists and their range and the specific perspective they can bring to a song. Or sometimes songs are just kind of queered up by not switching pronouns or things like that, and that can make things interesting as well. So I also want to talk about back to books that are really useful gift giving. And so I talked last week about how there are many books that can provide an educational perspective on things that you might not want to personally educate your family members on. Or also, I know that as somebody who is queer and non-binary, that my personal library has slowly been growing with just kind of basic books that reflect people like me. So if you have stories that were an exploration of identity or spirit or self in your collection, that show cisgender heterosexual characters, then you are lucky because you grew up with those around you. But I will say that something special about being a 2S LGBTQIA person right now is that there is more and more media that's coming out that reflects us, and it gives me such a little moment of joy every time I find it. And I do wish that I potentially was someone who had access to that while I was growing up. And certainly for my nibbling and other young queer people in my life, I'm kind of determined to serve that, serve as that sort of library myself, and send them media that reflects their identities and who they are and reminds them that they're part of a greater community and they're not by themselves. But I do want to recognize that there are those of us who are adults who can still benefit from shows and material that reflect us. And so one that I suggest that I mentioned at the end of the show last week was Gender Queer, a Memoir by Maya Kobabe. I'm not quite sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. And I did even listen to a pronunciation beforehand, because I have trouble with names or things that I've seen printed and not heard said. But I do want to mention this in particular because I mentioned last week that it was kind of a more serious, introspective book. But it is really incredibly valuable and interesting to read. And it's really cool because if you're in grad school, which I am, I'm a PhD candidate in sociology, I like reading a memoir of someone who went through similar life experiences. And so Maya in this comic is talking about the process of being in a Master of Fine Arts in comics. And the art style is gorgeous and beautiful. And I also really just enjoy people's introspective, slow coming to their identity, because it's a nice perspective that reminds me and hopefully other people that you don't have to just already know exactly who you are, and that that can change and shift over time. So if you are someone who's had that experience, or if you just know somebody who appreciates a good, gorgeous graphic novel and a good memoir that reflects experiences during more recent times, that explores self-identity and crushes and coming out and things like that, then this is a really good book. And it is something that I would say is probably more suitable for someone's like late teens and above, maybe, just because it's a little bit denser in content, and it's a memoir, so it's not aimed in specifically amusing with story the way that some other resources that you might find do. So I'm going to talk about a couple of other books again, because I know I'm a nerd. There are some graphic novels that are lighthearted and fun, and are books that don't have that sort of introspective heaviness potentially. So that's something where I think that it's all about the person that you're buying for. So the other one I recommend is Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me. And this is one that, aside from having really healthy, interesting, varied relationships between teenagers, including queer ones, explores things like friendship and selfishness and a whole bunch of things that I think are really useful for people who are navigating early romantic relationships or balancing the values of their friendships and their different groups and people in their lives that they love. So I will say that this is one that does have some content that can be a little bit emotional, but it's just a wonderfully put together, beautiful book. That's by Mariko Tamaki. And so this is another area to support a Canadian, because Mariko Tamaki is an award-winning Canadian comics writer. I'm quoting here from the CBC.ca books coverage. And so she's contributed to Marvel and DC Comics. She was named Comics Writer of the Year at the 2020 Eisner Awards. She's just an amazing, amazing creative person. And so she says, too, that her idea with this story was not to just make it a straightforward to find love and love is achieved and that's the end of the story. I'm drawing from a quote here. So to continue the quote, I wanted to look at love and relationships and then complicate them. When I was a younger person, especially a queer younger person, all I wanted were stories about relationships. All I wanted were love stories. But a lot of the love stories I read were about people looking for the perfect person and finding that person. I didn't see the experience of being with the wrong person and how you navigate what it means to be with someone who is clearly the wrong person, but is the person that you are with and want to be with. So that's something I think a lot of people can relate to. And so if you know someone who's navigating the difficulty of relationships in their lives, or people that maybe don't value them the way that they should or are mismatched in other ways, it's just a really good and beautiful book. And again, I strongly advocate for buying Canadian and supporting Canadian. So look for it at McNally Robinson, something local if you can. And I will post a link in the show notes as well to this coverage of the book on cbc.ca. And also, as well, if you're someone who's interested in art, The Illustration Style by Rosemary Valero O'Connell is really gorgeous and fun, and I think reflects a really healthy and comfortable view of the world and body types as well. And that's something I particularly noticed while reading it, because it's not often that I see bodies like mine reflected in a graphic novel format, bodies that are squishy and have a belly and things like that. So I will say as well that I love hearing from authors on what they think their books are about. So I recommend that if you're buying a book for someone and you're, you know, concerned about getting them something that suits them well, or you want to know a bit about it, check out the article that I'm posting here from cbc.ca on that book first. And for Maya Kobab, or Kobabe, I'm not sure I'm saying the last name right, but then reading Genderqueer, a memoir, is something that might be helpful to a number of people in your life or to yourself, but also you might be better prepared to read it if you listen to what the author has to say about it. So if you want to take a little bit of time to find out what was behind this book, particularly because it is a memoir, then you can find Maya doing an interview, and they are talking about your books and work in general and your memoir. And so that's something that I think is really powerful for this particular kind of work. So I'll post that in the show notes as well, because I read the book a while ago, but I found the discussion on kind of went into it was particularly interesting. And also because this is an interesting creator and I'm really curious to see what comes next. So I will say as well that it's fun to see creators who use pronouns that are less common, and you'll notice me being a bit hesitant and struggling too with, Maya Kobabe uses AM ear pronouns, and that's something that is less familiar to me, so I have to take a moment to work through that and practice with that. And so there's a lot of diversity of pronouns, and you're always going to find ones that you're not as familiar with. So I think a common misconception about they, them as pronouns is that anyone who is not interested in using the binary pronouns will use they, them. And that's not true. There's a lot of pronouns out there. And so if you have someone in your life who uses pronouns that you're not familiar with, take a little time and practice. And it'll take a while to get comfortable. Like, I'm trying to practice with Maya Kobabe's pronouns right now. And I hope to be appropriate when referring to them. But I also have the opportunity to practice it for anyone else who might come into my life who uses those pronouns, because anything new takes practice. So I am going to play you another song, and this one is Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson featuring Sean Ono Lennon, and it's Happy Xmas, War is Over.
So this is Christmas. Have you
So that was Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson featuring Sean O'Nolennan. Happy Christmas and, or Happy Xmas, sorry, and War is Over. And so I do want to talk about one more book, and I promise that will be the last thing too. But before I get to that one last book, I want to talk a little bit about another gift possibility and something that can be a nice thing to give to, especially the 2S LGBTQIA people on your list, but something that you might want to consider with it. So what I'm talking about is sort of pampering or care for your physical body and your, and in some ways your mental health as well. So things like massages, spa treatments, and so on can be really refreshing and gratifying with the year that all of us have had. However, as someone who uses those services, I want to say too that it's very difficult for non-binary folks, trans women, trans men, to know that they'll be treated respectfully and that their needs are going to be navigated well in those circumstances. So I want to encourage anyone who is thinking of buying for their relatives, or even if you are buying a treatment for someone who is not a member of the 2S LGBTQIA community, keep in mind that there are groups of people who can't just presume that these services will be respectfully delivered to them. And we should all have the right to have a nice, you know, facial or manicure or things like that. So incorporate that into when you're asking about gift cards and stuff. Say, are you a business that is making certain that they are respectful towards gender minority and sexual minority people? And if so, how are you doing that? Because the unfortunate thing is that even if your business is appropriate and respectful towards 2S LGBTQIA people, unless there is some way of letting us know that, it's really hard to be able to trust a business or buy services there. And there may be people who simply won't try it because they don't want to have the negative experience that lets them know that it's not safe there. So make a habit of asking people, is your business explicitly respectful towards non-binary folks, towards trans folks? How are you ensuring that you are respectful of people's, in particular, and when you're looking at one-on-one treatments and stuff? I mean, there's still some ways that you can be derogatory towards someone's sexuality, but if someone is a gender minority, they might want to know in particular that you're not going to shame them for having a certain type of body, for example, or act disgusted or say that you won't work on them. So these are really, really important things to consider. So I wanted to bring that up in particular because I do encourage you to give experiences to the people that you're buying gifts for if you can. I think it's wonderful to give something like music or a spa treatment that, you know, doesn't leave a physical object in their house and add to their possessions, but gives them a period of time to reflect or sit by themselves and, you know, enjoy the music or enjoy the treatment. So I'm very, very for no waste giving as well. And I think that that's one of the convenient ways to do that, as well as, you know, care for the people in your lives, because we're all a little bit more stressed than we'd like to be in general, but during a global pandemic, definitely. So one thing that I thought was really interesting that I encountered was I went to Modio Massage Therapy downtown, and you can find this massage therapy service through modiomassagetherapy.ca. And so they have spa treatments, they have massage, and as someone who hasn't gone for a lot of massage before, I was gratified to see that they were asking about gender on the form. And so that is something that made me feel more like my needs were going to be respected. And just those basic needs that every cis person easily has too, like being referred to by the correct pronoun, or not having people, you know, make creepy, like gendered or heteronormative commentary. And so I had a really lovely experience at Modio Massage Therapy with Jordan, the owner. And in general, I would say beyond the initial inclusion of gender in a way that wasn't limited to the binary in the intake form, that I did talk about myself and my body and my gender when I was there. So obviously I disclosed that I was non-binary, that I used they, them pronouns, talked a little bit about, you know, pains that I might have, or had menstrual cramps at the time I went for massage. And Jordan was someone who's very respectful about that. In particular, something like menstruating can be difficult with a service like massage, both in the sense of comfort while your body is going through something that can be challenging and painful for you as a person as you go about your daily life, but also because you don't want to have menstruation linked exclusively with women, and that's something that can be very toxic and difficult towards non-binary people who menstruate and men who menstruate and so on. So now just in treatment aspects, Jordan Szymanowski, the registered massage therapist and owner and operator there, is someone who had specific training and was incredibly great for my needs. So, I mean, I've been to massage therapists before. I do enjoy basic services, but I went to Jordan for just a massage and an intake and assessment for back pain and difficulties that I have. And not only was Jordan incredibly respectful and caring towards me and my needs, which is something that's important, I think, for all of us, because all of us sometimes have some discomfort with our bodies, and especially when we're seeking services that can have a kind of intimacy to them, but also, of course, in my needs and comfort as a non-binary person. So I wholeheartedly recommend as well. I can't remember what the specific training is that that Jordan, the owner, has in terms of, it kind of goes a little bit beyond, I think, basic massage, because in checking my range of motion and kind of talking about issues that I might experience, he was very professional, very knowledgeable, and clearly was assessing my body in a way that I wasn't accustomed to with massage therapy I've been to before. And may I say that it was something I found very effective. So if you are someone who's looking for massage, strongly recommend Modio Massage Therapy from my experiences there. And if you are within Winnipeg and you know people who are gender minorities or sexual orientation minorities in your life, definitely something that can be useful would be to direct them there, because it's kind of a luxury to know that you're going to be treated with respect in terms of gender and your body in an intimate situation like that. So that is my plug for that particular treatment, but also I'd like to advocate in general for, get the 2S LGBTQIA people in your life some kind of relaxing care. Get them a nice candle, get them some tea, get them some massage oils, get them something that will encourage them. I hate to say encourage, because of course that suggests that people are not on their own prioritizing it, but get something that's aimed towards their comfort and relaxation, acknowledging that they might have had a difficult year for all the reasons I talked about last week on the show in terms of lockdown and our views of family and holidays, as well as, of course, the BIPOC people in your life are dealing with a ongoing global situation where their bodies and their lives and their right to live without violence are not at all assured. And so in particular for Black Canadians and Black Americans and Indigenous folks on Turtle Island who have had their land forcibly taken and live under various forms of oppression and violence. And of course, there has been particular rises in anti-Asian hate during the pandemic. So those are three particular groups out of the much larger group of racial minorities, of course, who've experienced just a really shit year on top of another really shit year before that. So get them something that will help them relax. Get the people in your life something that is going to make their body feel okay, because I think that everyone deserves that right now, but in particular people who have shouldered the burden of daily life during a pandemic, as well as existing large-scale situations that dehumanize and discriminate against them. So I have a number of other books that I can recommend. So I'd like to say that obviously this is not the limit of things that I recommend. So if you're looking for something that has kind of serious and really interesting and complex themes, Butter, Honey, Pig, Bread by Francesca Equiasi was a book that I really enjoyed that I read recently from the library. So I will say that that does have some difficult themes in it, themes of sexual violence, for example. So trigger warning for that. The House in the Cerulean Sea by T.J. Clune is... one of my friends recently called it something like being wrapped in a warm gay hug. And so it's just a really touching, really sweet book. So that's something that I recommend as well. And of course, there is a variety of stories and books that talk about the experiences of people within the community. So unlike the ones I've just named, like there's nonfiction that talks about people's specific experiences that can be really valuable in a lot of ways. And so that can be something that in particular appeals to the people that in your life that you feel will respond more to, say, a nonfiction work. Some people like memoirs, some people like stories of real life, some people like history and things like that. So another memoir that I have that I really enjoy is We Have Always Been Here, a queer Muslim memoir by Samra Habib. And so that's another one that I did note was at McNally Robinson when I was there, as you can tell, doing my super queer, super nerdy Christmas shopping, many of which is books. My friends and relatives know. They know me. They know what I give. they're expecting nerdy presents. So definitely, though, I recommend that one as well. We've Always Been Here. And that's something that, again, speaks to some of the very complex issues of identity and of living within certain contexts right now. And, of course, one that's on my own reading list, but that relates to content I covered recently, is Billy Porter's memoir, Unprotected. And that is something that I'm excited to read. I imagine it's going to be quite powerful and difficult in many ways because, of course, Billy Porter has been living with a diagnosis that has put him at significant risk. And I'm not talking here about physical risk, about the risk of being HIV positive. Of course, people are aware of what that is and how it can affect you. But no, the risk that he talks about in his interviews and in my previous discussion of him and some of his work, which is the fact that he's risking losing his job or different types of discrimination on top of being a gay Black man. So he just gets the whole pile of complex life experiences. And so while I know that that material will be serious, I have no doubt that Billy Porter deals with that in a way that is sure to be interesting and engaging. So I haven't read that yet, but that's on my list. And that's another one that I think can make just a lovely, lovely gift. So I love being able to introduce people to new books that they might like or to have friends introduce me. So The House on the Cerulean Sea was actually a gift from my friend Monique, who has introduced me to many of my favorite books over the years. So that is something that I think really highlights the value of knowing another person's perspective. And I mean, that's particularly appropriate talking about a book that reflects someone's life, an autobiography, but also having someone recommend books to you can tell you something about how that person thinks and what they think is important to share with you. And so there's nothing to me that is more valuable than someone offering that sort of glimpse into their head. And so with that in mind, there is just a plethora of queer content out there. And again, look for queer artists so that you can ensure that you support members of the community while you're spreading information about the community. And the other thing about that is that you're going to make sure that you're less likely to spread misinformation. I won't say that everyone who is a member of the community, myself included, is necessarily going to get everything quote unquote correct, or even that in many cases there is a correct, because the ways that we talk and think about gender and sexuality are nuanced and different, and there's a variety of perspectives that can be true and can be appropriate to how one person talks about gender and sexuality and not appropriate for another. So there is so much. There's so much out there, though, now, which is, it's still a small fraction of the material that cisgender heterosexual people have that reflects them. But I can't tell you how valuable it is to me to see stuff like that. So another book that can be really useful if you're looking for something that reflects Indigenous issues in history in Canada is The Kiss of the Fur Queen. And that is by Thompson Highway. And I read that first in a literature course, but it was a powerful book that left a huge impression on me and that I've never really thought that I've fully gotten through to all the themes in it too. I think that it was a wonderful thing for me to read that in a context when I was studying it, because it gave me an opportunity to really dive into the book. And it's a complex, interesting, powerful read. And again, though, trigger warning does have some sexual violence and things like that. Now, in talking about 2S LGBTQIA literature, I really could be here all day. I'll give you one last recommendation there, Vivek Shreya. Her work, such as Men Are Afraid of Me, incredible, nuanced, interesting. And of course, I'm in some ways drawn to people who do complex and interesting work who are also academics, because then it gives me an opportunity to explore how they might, you know, translate that in their teaching. Or really, like, having somebody who is multidisciplinary is really fascinating to me. I love looking at someone like Vivek Shreya and looking at her books and then also her music and all sorts of things. So, final book that I already said that was the final book I was going to talk about in this, but I'd forgotten and was meaning to mention, sorry, as well, one that I talked about on the show last week. And that is I Kissed a Girl by Jeanette Alexander. And so that book is really powerful to me in particular because it was such a normal narrative, quote unquote normal. So such an ordinary story. And this is another one where you can find it at McNally Robinson. And I was so happy to see it there because I got it out of the library recently and read it. And it's just a really fun book. So I find the writing a little bit clunky in places. Maybe in this reflects too the fact that the author, Jeanette Alexander, might be aware of the audience and trying to ensure that there are clear markers of respective identity within the text. So there's a trans character, not someone who figures centrally in the plot, and the plot really does revolve around just the two women primarily, but so there's some very casual references to, you know, ensuring that there's no transphobia around someone that you love and how that's like a deal breaker in relationships and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of these little sweet touch points that I think are really valuable. But overall, I Kissed a Girl is just like a cutesy romance novel. There's some really relatable points about like being bisexual and being like nervous about, is it necessary to come out? Do people know that I'm out? How do I tell them that I'm out if they know I date men? Like, are they going to assume I'm straight? And a lot of the women-loving women tropes of being like not sure if someone's into you, when given that you have both characters and perspectives in the novel, you know that both of them are into each other. But all that nervousness around being attracted to girls and how to communicate that and how to make sure that you're not, damaging your connections within the queer community and you're being respectful if someone comes out to you. And like, there's just so many wonderful things in there. And so it's just kind of a cute, casual, light story, but it's not about a heterosexual couple. And that's really unusual to find in that genre. So it's still a really exciting read for me. I can't tell you how fun it is when I pick up a book that's just like one of those fluffy, sweet, relaxing for your mind reads about a cute little meet cute relationship or people, you know, learning to be together in a way that complements their personalities or going through a series of hilarious miscommunications or things like that. We all need that kind of literature, and it's usually very straight. Like, a lot of those books center around relationships, so they're often very, very heterosexual. And so one of the things that I love about this book is that it's obviously not. And it's just a nice little story, and I really like it. So it's another way of normalizing and accepting queer love, and that's super valuable and important. So I really hope that that all of you will take a look at that, or if you don't put that on your Christmas list, then at least get it out of the library. It's a good read, as are all of the books that I've mentioned. So if you're ever looking for a recommendation in a particular area, like what would you suggest for someone with this particular experience, like someone who just has a kid who's just coming as trans and stuff, I've got so many recommendations. I've got a lot of gay books in my library that in particular deal with niche areas that you may or may not need, or the average person may or may not need, but that I need for personal or for work reasons. So another book that I really like, if you're someone who's interested in history and you are not squeamish about the fact that our history sucks, Pink Blood, Homophobic Violence in Canada is a good read to look at the history of Canada and how We've never been as fun or laid back. Fun's not the right word there, but we've never been as laid back and accepting as we like to portray ourselves to be. So that's it for me for this week. And I'll probably be off for a bit over the holidays, but I hope you have wonderful holidays, whatever you celebrate. And that if you are someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas, that you're not too overwhelmed by the very mainstream centering of that holiday in Canada. But I hope that whatever you're celebrating, you have time with friends and family and loved ones, whether that's virtual or in person, and that you're able to really value and cherish the experience of being with those you love or taking time for yourself and so on. So I'm going to play you out with Big Freedia with Make It Jingle.
It's Christmas time, and y'all know what that means. It's time for big extravagant gifts, the type you find in the driveway. Drive the driveway, driveway, drive the driveway, hey. Driveway, drive the driveway, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. I've been naughty, but I've also been nice. I made a wish list, and I checked it twice. I want a new Porsche and a matching Benz. I could show Santa how to spin. Lips are red, pockets are green. Season to be queen. Well, I got my ride and it's time to leave. Now you know what that mean when I shake them keys.
Make it jingle, 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 make it jingle,
make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle,
make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle,
make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it
jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle,